Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. Today we'll be talking about how to live free from the love of money. We'll be right back with a brief message from our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Free from the Love of Money by Amanda Eidelman. Hebrews 13:5. Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Money matters. It's something that we need in this life. It's a tool that we can use for God's glory. But it's also so easy to start letting the pursuit of money become an all-consuming venture. The truth is, the temptation to love money is real, and we have to keep our hearts and minds in check in order to live with contentment. Why does our relationship with money matter? First of all, because God's word makes it clear that he alone is our provider. His message to his followers was not to worry about tomorrow. If God cares for the lilies, how much more can we trust that he will be faithful to care for us? Matthew 6:25 through 34. God wants us to live with him as our source for all things, and money can give us the illusion of self-sufficiency that can create a heart of pride that separates us from our relationship with God. Next, money is a tool. God tells us in Scripture that he expects us to live generously. 2 Corinthians 9:6. When we begin to love our money, we struggle to freely share it. A generous person is one that trusts that we can give because this money is not our own. It's first the Lord's. Therefore, we can be obedient to give freely to others when we see needs around us. Recently, I was convicted when it came to my own generosity. I've always heard that we should make sure we give wisely. We don't often give money to individuals for fear they will mismanage our gifts. I felt God say to my heart that I was just called to give when he tells me and my husband to give. After all, it's God's money given to us to be a steward of. When we give, we don't need to worry about how the blessing is received. I just have to be obedient when I'm prompted to distribute funds to others or organizations. Bottom line, I have to trust him more when it comes to generosity. More than that, I don't always use my money efficiently, so I can't hold those I give to a standard I don't even live up to with the money I've been given by God. In our story, we've lived with barely enough to make ends meet, and now we have extra funds available each month to save or give. The thing I've learned is that the heart posture we need in both scenarios is the same. We have to live remembering that God is our provider. We need his wisdom to manage our money well, to do the best with all that God has given us, and to be generous in every circumstance. Our culture loves money. It teaches from a young age that money, fame, and fortune are the ultimate goals we should strive after. We worry over our kids' achievement because we want them to make enough money for the good life. Entertainment idolizes the lifestyle of the rich and the famous, which pushes the message on us that they have achieved true joy. Money has nothing to do with happiness, and loving money poisons the heart. Living a bougie life does not mean you're living a joy-filled life. Joy comes from the Lord. Living a generous life, one poured out for the sake of others, one unstressed by how much is in our bank accounts, one that looks out for its neighbor, that trusts God first when it comes to our financial decisions, one that relies on God's wisdom for guidance in how to steward our funds, and a life that puts God first is the life that exudes joy. Don't buy the lie that money is your ticket to heaven on earth. Jesus is the way, truth, and life. Follow him and he will make your path straight. Intersecting faith and life. Is the love of money ruling your life? Is generosity something you practice every month? Are you managing your money in a God-honoring way? These are questions we can answer to assess where our hearts are when it comes to money. If money struggles are consuming your life, get help and support from your community. You can trust that God can set you free from the chains that come when we let money rule our lives. Further reading, 10 Signs You Love Money Too Much, The Money Trap.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
I found myself on a ledge, three stories high at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on the ledge? My name is Billy Yant. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.